Welcome, everyone, to episode 9 of the Mozo Media Music Podcast. I'm Craig Higdon, and with me is...
Josh Lawrence, a.k.a. JJ Sonic.
Every episode, we bring you some new original music, be it indie rock, ambient, experimental, or the beloved wackadoodalicious genre, as well as the satirical sub-brilliant news.
That's right, and we haven't been on for several months, mostly because of the invasion of real life and the holidays, and then just some general disorganization and technical chaos. But we're back, and hopefully we will now be on a monthly schedule again.
It happens. I had to actually put my stamp collection in order.
That's right. And Craig's stamp collection takes up several warehouses in Oregon, so you know that does take him a while.
Yeah, and I'd lost my good pair of tweezers, so it almost tripled the amount of time it took me.
That is very problematic.
Well, now we're back. What do we got going on this month, Josh?
Well, we got two custom songs that were requested by people, and we have some new stuff from Auricular Records, some things that are coming out this month from them. But before we get into all of that, let me remind you, you can find us online at www.mozomedia.com/music, and you can email us at music@mozomedia.com.
Okay, that email address is actually where you can send your song requests. Josh, tell everyone about it.
Yeah, you can request a song from us. You just send us an email and give us the title of the song and what kind of genre you'd like it to be. You can be as specific or as vague as you want, and that song might be created and broadcast on the next podcast. So just send those requests in.
Great. Well, hey, let's go ahead and listen to the first song request.
Craig, happy birthday to you. Craig, happy birthday to you. Craig, happy birthday to you. Craig, happy birthday, birthday to you.
Wow.
How'd you like that? That was actually not the requested song, but a special message to my co-host, Craig Higdon.
I guess we should tell everybody that we're recording this on my birthday.
Woo!
Thank you very much for that, Josh. That was pretty awesome.
No problem.
Is there actually a song entitled Brains?
There is. It is requested by Craig Denniston. Let me get his little official.
This song executive produced by Craig Denniston.
He emailed us, and he didn't specify a genre, but he requested Brains. Carl and I decided to do something a little Pixies-ish, and let's take a listen.
Brains.
great. I could picture a bunch of teen zombies moping around like an indie record store in Cleveland to that song.
That's awesome. Maybe that can be the basis for the Brains video if that ever gets made.
That would do it.
Oh, and I forgot to mention that Craig also attached a photo with his email of what I assume is him in zombie makeup. So I'll have to include that as the graphic for the song and the enhanced version of the podcast.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Well, what do we got coming up next?
We have another song request.
This song executive produced by Vanita Chahira.
Vanita requested a song done in the Bhangra Bollywood style that would include some specific lyrics. Is that right?
Yes. She requested, this was all in relation to a Dennis trip, that the lyrics, "I wore cool shades, there is protein in my saliva, and my teeth were media blasted." Those were the requirements.
I had that happen once. I had Glenn Beck stuck in there.
That's always pretty. Yeah. That's not a fun time. But
it's very loud.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, they cost extra to remove, you know, big personalities from your teeth. It's an expensive operation. But I attempted this. I don't know how exactly successful I was, but you guys can listen and judge.
My media blast my teeth.
pretty mind-blowing, Josh.
Well, ideally, there would actually be a female singing the female part instead of myself, pitch shifted, but...
What was that? How did you do it?
There's just a very nice pitch shifting plug-in in Logic, so I just used that, but it still took quite a while to sing it normally to where it wouldn't sound completely ridiculous pitch shifted, even though it's
the old Alvin and the Chipmunks problem.
Yes, exactly. So.
Well, that was great. That was our second requested song. Anybody else out there? Next month, if you're interested in hearing a song, go ahead and let us know. Send us an email at music@mozomedia.com and we'll get that made for you. Up next, we have a new track from Auricular Records. This is Monkey Tree Jam by Red Cerulean.
Yeah, and this has a nice, I really like the percussion in this one. So let's take a listen.
Thank you. and participate.
Okay, we have more auricular stuff as well as sub-brilliant news still to come, but first, some four-track nonsense from Pookie. Josh?
Yeah, this was a song where I had the basic music idea, and then Carl actually played everything, and then Madame Mayonad, who is our friend Gina in the group, sang it. So let's take a listen to this very lo-fi song.
But you never noticed any cave entrance. It looks as though a recent walks with some of these words I can't pronounce. This is a hard word to pronounce. Rock. Yes, rock. Rock slide has uncovered it.
Was Bitchin' Candy by Pookie. I hear they're huge in Japan.
They're so huge in Japan that the whole island might collapse under the weight of their hugeness.
All right, now it's time for the headlines that popped you in the nose and took your lunch money. Yes, it's time for some brilliant news.
From around the world and around the block, this is Sub Brilliant News. I'm Greg Whitney. The SEC and the Department of Justice, after a six-month investigative process, have announced their decision to recommend breaking up Ryan Seacrest as a monopoly. A leak of the document expected to be unveiled shows the DOJ will claim that Seacrest has formed an anti-competitive cabal that threatens to corner the market of beloved host spots, leaving no room for free market competition. The investigation began last summer when several up-and-coming TV hosts joined together to petition the government to break up the Seacrest monopoly. Their statement read, "From Standard Oil to AT&T to today Seacrest, monopolies have tried to stand in the way of American freedom. We call on the trustbusters in our government to stop the latest threat to our way of life." The investigation will reveal a staggering amount of consolidation, according to one insider. Seacrest consolidated his position as host of American Idol, where many praised his success. Then he took Dick Clark's spot on New Year's Eve, then Casey Kasem's chair on American Top 40, and Rick D's morning show on LA Radio. That's when the pattern began to emerge, and according to experts, he's now moved into red carpet territory and shows no sign of stopping. The most recent and most damning evidence the investigation has considered was Seacrest's moves into guest hosting and co-hosting Larry King Live. Should Larry King and Dick Clark die, our country would be left under the iron grip of Ryan Seacrest, said one insider. Only late-night television would be spared. The Justice Department report will recommend breaking up the television personality into three separate Ryan Seacrests, one for radio, one for TV, and one for special events. If we are to continue to build a resource of sparkling male presenters, said an insider, the Seacrest monopoly must end, and it must end now. Our coverage of the games of the seasons between fall and spring in a Canadian city on the West Coast continue. A woman from a country south of the country that's very northmost in North America has won a medal made of a rare, precious variety that shines with a yellowish light. Also, in another sport played on the particulate matter of frozen water, a man in a carbon fiber tube-like structure hurtled downwards in a very fast manner. And for the country between Mexico and that other country that's northernmost in North America, won a medal that reflects like a mirror. That's it for Sabrillion News. I'm Greg Whitney.
You know, it's just like that those big government fat cats to stick their noses where they don't belong.
Oh, you're against the breaking up of Ryan Seacrest into three separate Ryan Seacrests?
If people love the Seacrest, people love the Seacrest.
I don't know, man. You're just too much of a libertarian for me.
It's ridiculous. Anyway. Oh.
Outrage,
coming up next,
outrage.
We have music from My Boy from the Pilot. Now, Josh, is this live?
Yeah, this is a live performance. My Boyfriend the Pilot is the group name that Minmay DeCellis, I hope I'm not butchering her last name, works under. She's a laptop musician who sometimes works solo and sometimes in collaboration with other people. And she has some stuff coming out on Auricular Records very soon. But this is a separate piece from that stuff that she performed live called Malibu Stacy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really liked that, the little permutations it went through.
Yeah.
You can hear more of Minmay's stuff at myboyfriendthepilot.com.
Now, A Zed and Two Rorts by Andres Bergen from the Auricular album called Hackneyed Records Crate. It's due out in March.
Yeah, this particular piece has some really cool samples from, I don't know if it's a old science fiction radio show or a film serial, but or a movie, like a 50s movie, but it has that, adds a nice science fiction context to this. Let's take a listen.
Sound the alarm! Sound the alarm!
All crew members to station!
It's too late.
Nothing can save us.
It's the end of the world.
Any moment now, gas explosion, which will reach.
I regained consciousness. 12 hours later, I was lying in the radio compartment beside Connors.
The radio man.
My left arm and a number of my ribs
were broken.
And I had a slight
concussion
in my brain.
I pulled myself staggered
into the command room. Nuclear engines were silent. The ship was shambles. The professor and seven other men in the command room had been killed almost instantaneously. I slowly made my way through one compartment after another. Out of a crew of 42, only Connors and myself were alive. I returned to the radio compartment. Hours later, Connors recovered consciousness. Following his instructions, I repaired the scanning screen and turned on a small auxiliary engine, which was still in working order. A moment later, a picture formed on the scanning screen.
Is that Colonel?
Yes, Connors. What's left of it?
Still huge fire burning.
Yes.
The face of the earth. Seems changed. I can't recognize any part of it.
Nor can I.
Colonel, what do you think happened?
I don't know. You and I, we'll never know.
We'll be right back.
Bukovina.
When it grew dark, there seemed to be some excitement among the passengers. They kept speaking to the driver and looking at me, urging him on to greater speed. The crazy coach dropped from its great leather spring. The mountains seemed to come nearer to us on either side.
Finally, we have a Charlie Naked piece from his seminal album, Oopil.
Yes, this is Chimes and Accordions. Let's get swept away in Charlie's ambientness.
Well, that about wraps up this episode of Mozo Media Music. Remember, email us at music@mozomedia.com with song requests and comments, and visit our website at www.mozomedia.com/music. We should be back in about a month with more songs and fulfilled song requests.
See you then. Thanks a lot for listening.